Hey, Chad here. Welcome to the Teach Well Online podcast, where we believe everyone can teach well online if they know how. And we are in the middle of a summer series where we are pausing our How to Teach Well from A to Z, and we are just going to look at some books. Summer is the perfect time to read, and for me, reading means audible. It means audiobooks, because it takes a lot to sit down for me and just thumb through pages. I like to do things with my hands, to be on the go, to drive, to road trip, and listening to books is a powerful way to actually learn, and that's what I did. So I actually just got off a road trip with Graham Cochran, kind of, as in I took his audiobook with me, How to Get Paid for What You Know. There are a few books that I'm really looking forward to digging into this summer. I read Graham's first, and then I went straight to Donald Miller's on How to Build a Business, and I want to sit down and talk to you about what I'm gleaning from this, because if you want to teach online, it's really important to lean on some of the titans and the mentors of the online industry. It's one thing to know how to teach well, and that's what we do really good here at Teach Well Online, but it's another thing to look at the people who have actually done it well and successfully thrived in the online education space, especially those who are continuing to talk about it and to educate and to encourage people. And Graham Cochran is one of those. And so his book, How to Get Paid for What You Know, overall was a huge encouragement, even for me. We've sold over 26,000 online courses and counting. We've filmed courses for a lot of people. We are working with people right now on writing their own courses, because that is a big thing in the industry that is completely missing, is people are really good at teaching you and encouraging you to actually put an online course out there, but nobody's really telling you how to deal with that blank space. You sit down and you have a blank screen on your computer, or you have a blank piece of paper, and you're like, I don't know how to outline the course. I don't know how to actually outline a lesson. I don't know what content to put in there and how to break it down. And so it's one thing to say, yeah, go make an online course. It's another thing to say, how do you actually write the dang thing? And that's what we do here at Teach Well Online. But going back to Graham's book, he is a great encourager and mentor, and it's a great book to read if you need that encouragement to make an income in the online space. He overall walked you through his formula and his framework for taking the things that you know and what you're successful at and how to actually produce that into an online course. And as we know, an online course is not just an online course, but it's also an online business. And so that was the thread for me that connected the dots, is that you want to create an online course, and here's, generally speaking, how to take the knowledge and the success that's in your head and convert that into an online course business, and how to market that business and make sure that you have recurring income and recurring customers all along the way. So the very first couple of chapters were all about locking in your teaching topic, your idea, finding that idea of what is it that I want to teach people. And that is such a big challenge in the online space, because as we know, information is everywhere online. You can find anything that you want to know online. If you ask ChatGPT, if you search it on Google, I mean, the internet is completely saturated with information. And so the first struggle that so many people have is, well, what do I have to offer the internet? What is my unique contribution? And we enter into this complete paralysis sometimes of, well, I can't make an online course because I can already count on my fingers how many people teach this same concept. I can point to my mentors and titans who have already taught that. So who is little me that can put something out there? And Graham shreds that to pieces and says, no, you are of value. You have great ideas, but let's find an idea that'll be profitable, that is purposeful, and that will lead you to income and thrive online. And so he walks through that in his early chapters. But once you have that clear idea, then you have to grow an audience. Then you have to think about, well, there's no good in having an online course if I don't have somebody to sell it to. And so he devotes several chapters on growing an audience, building a website, and actually getting the word out so that you can have consistent income and consistent customers. And this is no spoiler, but like, if you leverage social media exclusively to build an online course business, then it will fall at some point. It will. And I love, I related so much to him talking about his experience or lack of strategic experience with the social media, but he really encourages you to build an email list, and he gives some very clear-cut strategies on how to create an email list that you can sell to. And he kind of made me jealous because he talked about how he has vacationed with his family in the south of France for a month on end and still making an income, how he could take 12 months off of social media and still make an income. And so if you are questioning yourself, like, can an online course truly still thrive? It is currently 2024 as I'm recording this podcast. Can an online course still thrive in this highly saturated online course industry? Well, the answer is yes. And it's yes to the tunes of billions and billions and billions of dollars, because people aren't after information. They want to imitate you. They want results. They want transformation. And if you can offer that to people, they will buy your course and it can change their life. This online course world is all in the transformation industry. If you can lead somebody by taking what you know and transform them so that they can then go and do, people are all about that, and that will never go away. So in his book, again, How to Get Paid for What You Know, he really started by helping us understand, like, what is this idea that could be profitable, that could actually make us money by selling online? He talked about growing an audience and building a website strategically so that it will lead to sales and it will lead to customers. And then he started talking about crafting the product. And I got to be honest with you, super personal here for a second, with Teachable Online, I started sweating. I was driving on the road. I started sweating because I was like, he's about to start talking about the stuff that I talk about here at Teachable Online. He's about to go there on how to craft your product. And as I started listening to it, I realized, like, he has a lot to offer, but he totally didn't go there. He didn't go to the level that Teachable does. See, again, there's a lot of people out there that can encourage you to create an online course and give you the basics of that. But there's not a lot of help right now in how do you actually write the course? Like, how do you outline it? And it's more than just hitting an AI button. And Graham doesn't even say to do the AI button. And it's more than just going and looking other outlines that may be helpful, but it could actually be a lot more unhelpful if you're trying to figure out, how do I take what is inside of me and get it out? But as I was listening to him talking about how to craft a product, he did such a great job. I think his true heart behind this book, his true thesis behind this book is, like, everything that you do when you're building an online course should lead to a sale. It should lead to profit. And here's the thing, you don't make an online course for it to flop. You don't spend the time and the money and the effort to make an online course and you put it out in the world and then people don't buy it. What good is having an online course if people aren't going to buy it, if it's not going to lead to recurring income? So many people fail to launch a course. So many people fail to survive in the online course world because they didn't do what Graham is saying to do in the book. And if you want to make an online course and you want to do it right, read Graham's book, because he's going to help you get a clear idea of what that should be. And then build a website, build an audience, create marketing funnels that will strategically lead to profit. And that is what an online course is all about, is transforming lives and making a profit doing that. Now, I want to pause right there and say that this is the most important thing, is finding what is your teaching topic. I like to say, what is your teaching transformation? How are you going to be transforming people? And we have a free course clarity framework. And I want to tell you here on the podcast, this solo podcast, the heart behind where this came from. You see, we have sold over 26,000 online courses. We have filmed and produced courses for other people. And I had people get in front of our cameras and they are incredible at their field, but they didn't know how to teach. And I made a decision. I am not going to put anybody in front of my cameras anymore. I want to help people know what they're going to say. I want to help people actually write good lessons that are going to teach people, that's going to prevent learning fatigue, that people will actually finish the courses, that they'll be excited to talk about their courses and how it's changed their life. It's one thing to get in front of a camera and just ramble. And to talk without a point. It's another thing to not even know how to build out lessons or how to even carve an outline. It's another thing to hit an AI button that's going to give you the biggest bunch of basic crap that you could ever have. And instead of figuring out, how do I take this content and this information that's inside of me, that's my lived experience and that's my passion, and get it out and into a course? Instead, AI is going to put all of this stuff into you, and it's going to tell you who you need to be and how you should think and how you should teach. That is not going to lead to success at all. And so we developed this course clarity framework, and it's the one thing that I wish everyone that I ever filmed would have taken before I ever filmed them and before they ever pursued an online course. It's going to guide you strategically through the questions that you need to answer to get very, very clear on what your teaching transformation should be. By the end of this course clarity framework, you're going to walk away with a one-page sheet that will clearly summarize what your course outcome can be. The thing I love about it is that if you go and you read Graham's book on how to get paid for what you know, if you take that course clarity framework that we have completely free, and then you start to apply that clear outcome, that clear transformation with his strategies on how to make sure that it's going to be profitable for you, how to make sure that you set up where it's going to create recurring income and it's going to drive sales and you don't have to worry or stress about it anymore, it's a perfect marriage. So I want to encourage you, go get that teachalonline.com/clarity. And even better, you can book a free 30-minute clarity call with me, completely free. You and I, face-to-face, on camera, talking about your course ideas. So if you have a course idea and you want to do that course clarity framework, and then you want to talk about it, I would love to connect with you. So go to teachwellonline.com/clarity, check the show notes down below. Again, all it's going to take is 30 minutes of your time, and I can't wait to talk to you and answer your questions to make sure that you're on the right track. And if you're on the right track, then you can create a course that will sell. After that, Graham talked about launching your offer, how to get your offer out and into the world. There's a lot of strategy to that, especially in an oversaturated industry of online courses. But here's the thing, people want to learn. They want to imitate you. They want to do what you do. And if you strategically create a launching mechanism that will get your course out and into the world, it will be profitable. And that was a huge chapter in Graham's book on how to actually launch your offer, how to automate your system. And then he dives deep into the social media and ads engine. I could go on and on about our own personal story in our businesses of using social media. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. You have no control in your business if you run social media ads. And I don't want to give it away, but if you read Graham's book, his opinion is not that far off than mine. But again, he dives deep into, hey, let's look at from a profitability standpoint, what would happen if you did the social media ads and if you leveraged your business entirely on social media. And let's look at a profitability standpoint on if you decided to do it maybe a better way. And so he goes into that. And then he ends this book talking about how to turn this into a big income engine, something that's recurring, something that's going to always be bringing in income. And again, I love how he gave these very clear frameworks all throughout his book. Even when I looked back at like how to write a sales page, and he gives a very clear formula that I had never heard of. And I've heard a lot of things, but this one, I remember I was driving and writing it down kind of on a piece of note paper, like on our console. I was just writing it down with one hand as we were driving, his formula on how to actually craft a sales page. But it all threads together. It all makes sense. And you can tell that Graham was teaching from his heart and from his lived experience. In fact, I love it when people say, hey, look at me, look what I've done. And you know what? You can do it just like me. In fact, we've done a lot of research on this, that any online course that you ever put out in the world, it's going to fall into three categories. It will either teach a skill, a service, or a story. And this book is all in the skill category. Graham's saying, hey, look at what I did. Look at my life and my business and how it's turned out for me. I'm going to teach you how to do it just like me. Follow this formula. Think the way that I'm thinking. Go apply it to your own context and let it work for you. So I can't commend this book enough. Graham Cochran, thanks for traveling with me in audiobook form on the road trip that we had on his book, How to Get Paid for What You Know. Can't wait to share some more books as we go through this summer. Again, if you want to get really clear on what to teach online, I want to invite you to go to teachwellonline.com/clarity, and you can set up a free 30-minute call with me. We can talk through your ideas and try to get really clear on what idea you want to teach. And then again, if you pick up Graham's book, he can take it a step further and help you understand how to convert that into a profitable, recurring online course sales machine. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time.